All right, most of the sports in the upcoming Winter Olympics involve great physical strength or agility. The goals are easy to understand. Go faster, jump farther, or more spectacularly than your competition. But one Olympic sport is as much about strategy and physics as physicality. Curling. To give you an edge when watching this sport, NPR's Tamara Keith spent some time learning how to curl.
Curling is some combination of bowling, bocce ball, billiards, and chess, all on ice. Oh, and there's sweeping involved, too, so throw some basic housekeeping into that mix. It's one of those sports people love to mock for not really being a sport, but don't tell that to Kevin White.
Well, I curled last Friday, twice on Saturday, once on Sunday, once on Tuesday, once on Thursday, once on Friday, and then today.
White is an instructor at the Potomac Curling Club in a Washington, D.C. suburb, where about a dozen newbies like me have gathered for a lesson. We put rubber grippers over our sneakers.
Come on down on the ice.
White senses the group's nervousness.
Please. And you'll notice that it's not real smooth like you might expect. It has a textured surface. And what we do is we spray water droplets on here to give it a what we call a pebbled surface.
And that helps the stone move on the ice. A stone, which instructor Joe Rockenbach says, is quite specialized.
The rocks are made of granite, a specific type of granite from Scotland. They weigh between 38 and 44 pounds.
They are smooth and round and squat like a Saturn peach with a handle on the top. And White says the idea is to push the stone from one end of the ice to the other, aiming for the center of a bullseye-looking thing called the house.
What do you think we call that?
Bullseye.
The butt. Anybody heard the term right on the button?
But getting the stone right on the button, that's harder than it looks.
Okay.
First step is we're just going to press forward and slide everything forward.
Launching the stone involves getting into a low lunge position, pushing off with one foot, sliding on the other, and then when your body is moving along the ice at the perfect speed, releasing the stone with just the right amount of spin. When done right, it works like a curveball, and the stone curls to the spot you're aiming for.
Oh!
You started to lean forward.
That was the thing.
Did that come off?
That's okay.
The stone's eye through? Not so much. But unlike bowling, say, the fun doesn't stop when the big, heavy thing is launched down the ice. That, says Rockenbach, is when it's time for other members of the team to start sweeping.
This is where it feels like a sport part comes in. And trust me, it does.
A broom is used for sweeping, though it actually looks more like a spongy mop. Sweepers go out ahead of the stone, melting the ice ever so slightly with the friction of the sweeping.
Sweeping accomplishes a couple of things. It can make the rock go further. It can straighten out the path. The line that the rock is traveling. It can burn calories. It can make you warm.
Rockenbach says the top-level sweepers can burn 500 calories an hour.
And we're just going to go back and forth in front of the rock. Back and forth in front of the rock.
Each round is called an end. Yes, the sport has a language all its own. Each team has four players, and each player throws out two stones. As the stone rolls down the ice, it sounds like an airplane overhead. Then add to the cacophony the squeaky squeak of sweeping. The team with the rock closest to the center of the button after all those throws wins the end. And knocking your opponent's stone out of the house or blocking their path in are key parts of the game. How many points the winner gets depends on how many stones the winning team has closer to the center than their opponent's nearest stone. After 8 or 10 ends, the game is over. But Rockenbach says the players are not done.
The most important rule in curling is the winning team buys the first round after the game is over.
Sometimes at the Olympics. Which brings us back to that whole argument about whether curling really, truly is a sport. All I'll say is that the next morning, my arms were sore from all that intense sweeping. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
She is NPR's curling correspondent, and we have put together an animated guide to curling. See that at npr.org.